speaker. Well, it's difficult to talk about future plans for Ukraine because at the present time, as you know very well, our situation is, frankly speaking, a war such as the one I went through in the Second World War. Having been in Ukraine, having been in Kazakhstan, I know what war is. And today, it gives us a possibility to talk about it, frankly. But from my experience, I can say that we have had such research that we've carried out. In Donbas, for instance, in 79, in May, we carried out a nuclear test in the case of coal mines, and there were many ideas then. To have a sort of zone where we could store certain products, such as methane, which we were getting out of the mines, also to prevent any unwanted emissions. And for the Donetsk Basin, thirdly, it would be very useful if we could use the space freed up by mines. For instance, the Czech Republic, Poland, Germany, we're working together with them when we stored in mines sand or clay so as to fill up that space so it doesn't affect the environment. And setting up these sort of zones is something that we could use for oxygen, methane, and other coal mining emissions. So I think it's a very good idea here. Talking about CO2, as you know, in coal mining, and not just in coal mining, CO2 is used as an inert gas in the case of putting out fires underground, overground. And we can either fill up the space or to flood it. But if we fill it up with gas, then we can recover use in future if we want to. But if we flood it, it would be much more difficult. So talking about CO2 storage, I think that certainly does have a future. Thank you.